Well, we know that 9 people were arrested yesterday morning in the Eastbourne area for an alleged fraud of £40 million worth of mortgage fraud on the Bradford and Bingley Bank.
And this involved buy-to-let.
Yeah, the Bradford and Bingley was one of the biggest buy-to-let lenders, and that market has been particularly prone, police say, to criminals exploiting the loopholes in the system and the lack of regulations to defraud mortgage companies. And these deals are now kind of falling apart as the property market collapses.
How widespread is the problem of mortgage fraud?
Well, police forces across the country have all been given an intelligence report advising them that they need to start investigating these frauds and giving them information about what these frauds are and how people operate them. And senior officers are very concerned that they're poisoning the whole mortgage market.
And how does it work?
Well, essentially, in general, the cases can be, and this one I understand involves, the overvaluing of 500 properties which were bought between 2005 and 2007. So with the involvement of corrupt solicitors, mortgage brokers, accountants, etc., you would get a mortgage from a lender and you would say that the flat was worth £180,000, whereas actually it was worth £80,000. You cream off the £100,000 and you put a tenant in who's paying you the rent, so you're winning double there. And then it's only when the market crashes even more that the properties are worth a quarter of what the loan is, and the lenders are therefore open to huge losses.
And as the market downturn continues, we're likely to see more and more of these cases.
We're definitely likely to see more and more. The police are proactively investigating these cases and say they get them on their desks almost on a daily basis.